Hi, my name is Ray Schneider, and you're listening to the Rarely Right podcast. Now, where the Rarely Right podcast name came from is that it's not about being right or being perfect in life. In fact, we're rarely right, but it's about being an active participant in our own stories, taking back the pen that somebody else took from us and beginning to craft our story in a way that creates positive energy and momentum forward. Now, I've been a counselor for the last 8 years, and one of the greatest joys in my life is when I've been able to watch one of my clients have a breakthrough, when I've been able to see the light click on for them, and they realize, oh, I can do this because I'm already doing it. Welcome. Can I be honest with you? This week, I have felt so incredibly distracted. I had a whole different topic that I had in mind for this week. I mean, that's what I normally do. I think of a topic, I chew on it a little bit. I create kind of like maybe a roadmap of where I want to go. And then when I start to record, I just let it be, you know, flow of consciousness to make it more conversational, because that's what I find interesting and exciting to listen to. And mostly it's about engaging you and making you think about yourself. So I had this topic thought out. I was really excited about it. And I've been sitting here staring at my phone that I use to record the podcast. And I was distracted. Like, I was honestly sitting there for more than 25 minutes in the window of space that I had, the small window of space. I lost 20 minutes because I floated off somewhere. And I thought, you know what? Okay, you're not really prepared to talk about this, but maybe it needs to be talked about. Maybe it needs to be brought up into conversation, because everyone goes through it. So this week I'm distracted, and when I think about distraction, or when I hear people think about distraction, it's often this negative connotation. And I don't know what that is. Why do we always make so many things negative? But there's always this negative connotation that you're not, you know, engaged, and the distraction is a problem, or they're just a distraction, right? When you're trying to get, you know, do something or go somewhere, or when a parent talks to their children about friends they made, well, they're just a distraction to you, or something that you're really excited about, but it's not on your perfect career path or your school path or your relationship path. Well, they're just a distraction. But what if, and just bear with me here, but what if distractions could also be your spirit triggering you to something more? What if you're constantly going through a theme of distraction? I don't mean like random things. I don't mean like a dog passing your window at work and you're like, oh, it's a dog, right? Or something like that. But I mean, if it's a consistent topic that comes up and distracts you, what if that's your brain or your spirit telling you something? Right? If you continue to push something away and it keeps coming back top of mind, what would happen if we began to take pause and stock into what that distraction might be? Because it very well could be our spirits, our self-conscious saying, I need something more. I need something different. I need a disruption. Because I think living intentionally has a lot to do with where we spend our time and who we spend our time with. But if we don't take stock in that intention from time to time, then I think we're just as stagnant as if we weren't being intentional at all, right? If you mark yourself as, this is what I'm going to do for intentional time, and you just keep doing it for, I don't know, months and months and years without taking pause and taking stock, is this still what's feeding me emotionally or physically or spiritually or mentally, or is it not? So with that in mind, I've been wondering all week, is my distraction, because it's consistent, telling me that I need to take stock in where I am spending time and maybe free up some time for things that I really genuinely am excited and passionate about. Because we only have one life. And I don't know if you've gone through loss, but I have. And I know how precious time is. That I'm not guaranteed the rest of the day today, and that sounds morbid, but it's true. And I'm not guaranteed 60 years. So if I constantly am putting off the things that make me excited, if I'm not just letting go and giving myself to experiences and connections, then to me, I'm wasting something. Because sometimes you aren't going to be exactly where you hope you are. But if all you're doing is spending your time and your resources and your energy waiting, you're never going to get there. What if distractions are a reminder that we are passionate, creative, needing people? Needing meaning we need things. We're not able to grow without experiences. We're not able to grow without connections. We're not able to grow without going out there and failing or just being funny in a goofball. We're not able to grow without stretching beyond what's comfortable. Because distraction can also come at a time, not when we're just stagnant. It can come at a time when we're really happy and it's still making us take stock in whatever that distraction is. Because sometimes it's just a happy thought or a happy memory, and we could invest more time in that. And sometimes distractions find us when we're in the middle of a rut or a hard place. And I think what's really interesting when I think back on times I was distracted and I was in a hard place, those were almost the most annoying, because we find comfort in consistency, even if it's a place where we're hurting. And that doesn't make you broken and it doesn't make you morbid. It makes you human, right? Because no one ever actually wants to be in a rut. No one actually wants to be in a growing season. No one actually wants to be hurting and consistently hurting and feeling like they're in a loop. But it happens. It happens to everyone. And what I find really interesting is when we're in that place, we begin to find comfort in the consistency, not the pain. We don't want to be there. But because we're humans, because routines make us feel like we're in control, when those distractions come and we're in that rut, they're terrifying. Because what happens if I go and just enjoy that experience? What happens if I go and invest my time there and I get hurt worse than the place I'm in now? Because in the place I'm in now, it's not great, but I know it. I know how to navigate it. I know how bad it's going to hurt. I know that I can make it through because I have been. And getting outside of that, taking a risk on myself, while it has a lot of great reward, it has a lot of potential to hurt me more. So the more I'm talking about this, the more I'm super intrigued and excited about it, because I think distractions could very well be our souls speaking to us. How powerful is that? Telling us, like, let go, have fun. We're not meant to be robots. That's something that we forget too, right? We're not robots. We're wounded, broken, beautiful, creative, silly, wonderful human beings. And when we force ourselves into a life of A to B to C, we get restless. What if distractions are our spirit being restless? And I'm going to completely misquote this poem because I can't remember who wrote it, but I had it on a notebook for a long time, and it was a poem about distraction, and it went something like, "You're here, and the only escape after months of chaos. It's only the mere thought of you that is my remedy. I don't even need to talk to you." And it's about that goal or that person or whatever that's distracting you, that your spirit could be that filled just by the thought of it. I don't know. I'm excited about it. I'm going off track a little bit, but my goal today is to disrupt you and to ask you to indulge your spirit. You have one life. Make sure that you are living it. I'm not saying living it perfectly. Just go live it. Have fun. Make mistakes. Be creative. Find connection. Create something. And not wait to get to that place, but do it now. What if every day we're investing in ourselves, that we're fully present? And let's think about it this way. Have you ever been sitting, having a conversation with someone, and you see them float somewhere else, and you're almost like insulted by it? You're like, are you distracted right now? Like we make it so negative, right? What if we changed the conversation and we stop making it about ourselves in that moment, and we smile and we say, what's got you so distracted? Tell me about it. Because maybe distractions could also be enjoying each other's distractions. It could be another connection point. I don't know. I'm smiling because I'm kind of excited about this right now. And I hope that you can be excited about it too. I'm like urging the universe to distract me, because I'm really excited to see what it would be like to listen to a restless spirit, and what kind of creativity and what kind of art and what kind of experiences could come out of us allowing ourselves to dream. And maybe that's another way to look at it. Are we really distracted, or are we just dreaming? Are our dreams being put so far back on the back burner that we've renamed them? Are our wants and our hopes and our excitements and our secret pleasures so far removed from the routine that we've put ourselves in that we've renamed them, that we named them a negative connotation, distraction, and we begin to just force them in the background? That's crazy. That's such an insane thought. I genuinely hope that you take the time to think about it, and if possible, get excited about the fact that your spirit wants so much to be aligned with your day-to-day that it is willing to disrupt you and disrupt you and disrupt you. Give in to your distractions. Maybe not all of them, maybe like a few of them. And if you are incredibly distracted all the time, maybe take stock in where you are and where you can give back to your soul and your spirit. We're all humans. We're all full of obligations, responsibilities. That's just a fact of life. But they don't dictate our lives unless we let them. Your obligations matter. Your responsibilities matter. It's what makes you successful. It's what makes you probably a good human. It's what makes that roof stay on top of your head. I get that. But do not let the excuse of obligation water down the fact that you not only deserve, but were created to be more than obligations. You were created to be more than a robot. You were created to live. One of the biggest questions in life is, why are humans here? And there are different ethical debates and moral debates, creativity debates. There's religions who all claim it. But one of the themes that comes back and back and back again is that humans had to have been created for a reason. And if they were created for a reason, then what was it? And I genuinely believe in the depths of my soul that we were created for connection and experience. That's what we were created for, to be relational beings. And that relationship is with other people, and that relationship is within our own spirit. And in doing that, when we are able to be reminded of that and to live inside of that, then we become fully and wholly present. Your distractions could very well be your spirit talking to you. Make sure you're listening. Okay, so one ending note is just a reminder that I'm really excited. I've started this personal coaching, personal development practice called Revision. And the newsletter is starting next week on Monday, which I know is a Labor Day, but I really like the idea of Mondays and like starting off kind of in a motivational, positive front. So the newsletter is going to start on Monday. And if you haven't already, you can share your email with us and we'll add you to the newsletter. And I say us because you can't do anything alone, right? So there's going to be people who are helping me with editing and things like that. So you can email me at rarelywriteray@gmail.com. So rarelywriteray@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook, Ray Schneider. And you can just send your email. Would love to add you to the list. The newsletter really, you know, yes, of course, it's going to tell you things about revision and activities that are coming up, but also just to continue that positive energy. You know, like the podcast is just about discussion, right? And thinking about things and challenging ourselves to see beyond ourselves. And so, of course, the newsletter would then keep that same trend, because that's just who I am. And I feel like I should stay true to my messaging, but also just positive energy to share out and things like that. So would love to have you added to that list. I'm really excited for everything that's to come. And okay.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.